Hilches Sif Mem Beis. Tavra Shuv Muksa Muta Liga Bo Vavach Lo Yehei Menanei Afila Miksosoi Karni Spar Besif Gimel. So the Yisra of Muksa is Tiltal. That's the word we use Lashon of Tiltal. It's not use Lashon of touching, because there's no risk of touching it. If you're allowed to touch Muksa, as long as you're not going to move it. And the Yisra of moving even applies even to a part of the item, as opposed to the whole item. Even if the whole item is stationary, part of it moves, that's also called tilta muksa, like we saw by the case of the maze. Even moving one neighbor is also. Mem gimel, mutal taltal muksa yede naficha. That's a lot of blow muksa. So even though this muksa is tiltal, don't tiltal be a dying, which is also. Tiltal be naficha is mutter. Now the child is, what's the chiddush of tilta nafichu? So the Chazon Ish learns out from here that you see the tilta begufa is aser, because if tilta begufa is mutter, of course nafichu is mutter. Unless you do it with your hands. Normally you do nafichu with your mouth. So if I allow to move with my mouth directly, of course I'm allowed to move ayirei nafichu. So the Chazon Ish argues that you see from here that tilta begufa is aser, since nafichu is not direct contact with the person, they didn't aser that. Mr. Burler and Tilta Begufa, like the Morgan of Rome, Tilta Begufa is mutter, even the Tzarek Dover Hamuksa. So the Shalz, what's the Chiddush of the case of Naficha? That's a good question. I'm not sure exactly how to answer the question. Fine. Mendalad. Now, I also don't understand the order of the Shulchan Aruch. You would expect that this to be like. The Ramah mentioned these points earlier on. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't. So the Ramah sort of like said, why should we wait to Sif Mem Beis Mem Gimel to find out that tiltal is halacha in movement as opposed to touching? Right? It belongs back at the beginning of the Siman, which is where the Ramah puts it. So I don't know.
It belongs where?
At the beginning of the Siman. So I don't know why. I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch's cheshbon in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. That's not the first time. Won't be the last. Mendal klishen Yisra'eya. You have a kli which because it has been weakened, it's become l'yidim menu cheres. The chas is by listen, but you can't take break off a. You have this kli which is basically falling apart. So you know what? I might as well break a piece off to use for another purpose. So that's also to do that. And the problem here is not muksa. The problem here is there is actually a tikkun kli taking place, because by breaking it off and making it the right size, usable to cover something, whatever it is, you're making a usable keli. Mishabur kuflan vav lo yitlam imenu. But retzalamer shlo yitlish imenu. You can't break it off. The ma'isat tlicha who beklal tikkun kli, because she's bar b'simin shin mem shechol darber shemasakta b'shabes leisatashmish yesh b'mishum tikkun kli. So this goes under the umbrella of the isra of tikkun kli. Within kvar nafal acheres, it's already been taken off of the parent kli, but it needs to be sanded down or something of that sort. Who masakta lahaser b'litoysav ogsav kdei yishuchol chasas boy kli gavna. So he's gonna remove the sharp points. The Osir b'Hubachal Makapatish Koshkos of Rashi. Abalika Chacheres Shenishra Meakli B'Chatzes B'Mona B'Lishum Tikkun B'Varishori K'Mavur Liel Sif Vav. Once the kli is actually physically broken into multiple pieces, even though you have not actually taken it away from its original place, but it's already broken into distinct pieces, and you don't have to do any other process to make it usable, so you're allowed to take it. It's not called tikkun kli. Okay.
This is a book before Shabbos.
What do you mean you're allowed to take?
No, that's interesting. That's even if it didn't break before Shabbos, I think that's what we had before involved. If it's, as long as it's still right to do some type of malacha, we don't call that a narlet, and we hold that you're allowed to do that. You can metal to shivrayim as long as it's right for some type of malacha. So we don't. There is a mandarman the Gemara holds. He holds it's not allowed. You have to have it. It's only mutter if it's broke before Shabbos. We don't pass them like that.
So here, Mitatel means to use it for some other purpose, not just to get out of the way?
As long as it's usable, you could move it to get out of the way also. It's klishma not the heter. So klishma not the heter is mutter. I mean, klishma not the heter is also mutter if you need to get out of the way. But same, it's a kli. It functions as a kli still. Okay. Sif mem hey.
So why do you have to tell us this then?
Well, over here, who is Mishabur, the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is telling me the Yisr. He's telling me that even though it's already weakened, if you actually have to break it off still, that's what's taken clean.
Right. So we wouldn't say on the Aruch.
No.
Mem Hey. Also, it's B'Shabbos, Yamta B'Kadur, V'yesh Matirim, V'Nogu L'Hakom. So, so the Mishabur Kufan Zayin B'Kadur. Bein im hi shal niyor, or shal eitz. Shein shen kriya lo mach mishabroi l'shrik boi. So the understanding of this Mandamur holds that the Kadur was when they took a piece of wood and they used it as a Kadur. That's not considered a kli. Nowadays, when you make a ball for the purpose of playing with it, that's considered a kli. That's not what we're talking about. But it was a piece of wood, but it happened to come in that shape. So that's not considered a kli by the fact that it's usable for this purpose. According to the first opinion, it's usher. Maybe the explanation is shekimish also lekach. It's common to use it for this purpose. A miyuchad lezebesvina is you designated for that purpose. L'shayi b'shei muksa. So it doesn't have a din of muksa. Kiel seif chabeis. Once you designate it for a purpose, that makes it not muksa. Kumakam kuliyama also lischak b'shei sarabim. Feel b'karmelis b'shabbos. You can't play in b'shei sarabim or karmelis. The b'kalu sheipel chutzar b'amis. It will go past the Dalaramas, so you'll bring it back. So you're going to carry something beyond the Dalaramas. We have the Mutter, Afila, B'Shas Rabban, Lisa, by the day. According to his opinion, you're allowed to play with it, even B'Shas Rabban, because there's no Mutter, right? So this is considered a valid usage. He does say over there in Hilz Yomtiv that it should only be allowed for a katan, not for a gadol, because it gets involved in using something for the whole purpose of using is just to use it. Is that I told you for a merchant? Merchant handles the child of picking apples and chol moed for the purpose of picking apples. Right, so most Rumersha held that's called a tzarcha moya because you like picking apples, and most Pesachim held that's also because the heter is dafka for you to do something with it. Just picking apples because you like picking apples is awesome. So that's the din over here, is using something for the purpose of using it but not doing anything with it. Is that called so for katanim you're samech lekula. Kol zeh b'sechek shel agabi karka. This is all talking about you're not doing it, you're not playing on the ground. So playing, they used to play a game with knots, chamisha benim type of a thing. So you need the ground to be smooth because otherwise it goes off and it bumps, etc. So there's a zeret rabbanon, you can't do it because you might come to smooth out the ground. That's being my sub-boina, making the ground usable for the purpose of playing the game. So therefore, any game which is played directly on the ground, you have a problem of this zeret rabbanon. So now, the din over there is if you live in a city where there's no... theoretically, they're talking about the same issue that you have an issue of sweeping the floor because you might come to Meshua Gumais. We say if every single house in the city has a floor, the Xer doesn't apply. So can you transfer that concept to this issue of being So that's difficult because kids do play in fields. We're saying there's no field in the whole city. The city is totally just concrete. Maybe in the Nebuch, you have people bad for you, but the same, if that would be the reality, it's hard to say that such a Messiah is. You know, there's plenty of places the kids play outside, which are, there's dirt, so you can't transfer that concept to over here.
Even if they were playing inside.
Even if they're playing inside. The whole hetta was that if you have, they asked Marutza about Aina Marutza. That goes into the Gzeira. If the whole city is Marutza, if the whole city is, it has a, then there's no Gzeira. But that's not relevant to this, because over here you can't have you don't have the whole city being Marutza.
But here even Al Gabi Karka is saying Ein Limchos B'Lashon V'Tanim.
Right. Just thoughts of the Mutashim showing it over there. He's saying the Israel playing over there, in Tav Kuf Yud Ches, we talked about it. He deals with Hitzor. Here he's saying he's saying even if I get around the Hitzor problem, he's saying,
and even if there's really a problem of Ashvira Gumus, is you're playing on Karka. You're not playing on it.
Right, so that's a sword, Mitzvah Shabbat Mazin. Over there, he's discussing a different sword. He's saying that we'll be so much for the purpose of Kitanim that it's not called Muksa, because it has a function. Again, our balls, Pasha, that this wouldn't be relevant to. So even though there's an Arif, so I don't have a problem with Saw, I have a Muksa problem, or I have this Ashvira Gumus problem. Mm-hmm. Gumus problem.
Why would you have been allowed to play? Well, isn't there in the Rishus Rabbi?
Where it is paved and where still goes there Mishum, if the city has dirt floors, has dirt yards?
Correct.
Even though he's being matir, I mean, not being matir with Al-Khil, but matir in the sense of Inam Mocha, of Tukatanim, even on Karka itself.
Yeah, I'm not just saying that we should argue, should be mutter, period. Let's argue the same way as a swar nowadays.
Right.
Or I want to pay Chamesh Rabbanim in my house. All houses in the city have floors, so that's be mutter gomer.
But isn't the implication that it's mutter gomer? Because the fact that he has to say that on Karka, where it seems to be Shishogun, then what would he say on a floor, on a real floor? Is an implication that it's not just mutter Shishogun, that there is mutter?
No, when Chazal made the Gzeira, a Karka meant that because all their floors were dirt floors. When the Karka didn't mean inside versus outside. But there's a sugya later on in Shin Lamaches which says, but if you have floors which are Merutziv, that changes the din, the Gabi, the din of sweeping. They're saying, but that doesn't change the din, the Gabi, so there's no difference between whether it's dirt or not dirt.
But it's just funny the way he quotes it then.
Karka means floor, it means ground. Ground in the sense of.
Not really. Even calls this shaloa kapikarka.
It's a game which is not a game which is done on the air. I'm paying catch. But a game which is done on the ground. Down on the ground.
Uh-huh.
So I have that gzeira,
okay,
which including the gzeira. Yeah. But I don't think it means karka versus a floor. He just means on the ground as opposed to in the air. Okay. Also, los is tachas atzilav zera tzeloy memvav. Also, los is tachas atzilav zera tzeloy shoysim hameshi. You can't carry the silk worm cocoons, which you need to keep warm, because this way the worm stays alive and it can produce more of its silk. Neshasa betiltol. So first of all, you have they're muksa because you're basically carrying it for the purpose of carrying the worm. So that's called it's muksa. Void shumoylid bechumay. You're in well bechumay now. Let's see what that means in Mishabura. So like Mishabura, Kuflan test Bchumah. Rotsalor Mishayidei Achoyim. The fact that the person is keeping them warm, Yotzen Atuloyim Minazera. So eventually, the worms will, in that state, will be able to come out from the cocoon. Balbagavei Mechavim Lazaimel. That's not the person's intent. Mikol Malkam Sikreishu Umalachas Machsheves. It's psikreshah and it's melechas machsheves. Now, he doesn't. So Shalos, what is this issur? There's a Rash which says this is an issur deraisa, being moiled the worm out of the cocoon, which is considered moiled because also see it, so it's moiled and used. And the Rash used the loss of melechas machsheves because it's mamash creating something. It's me'ain, the dogma that the Chazanit talks about the idea of creating electricity, you know, creating like a whole new thing, etc. It's a Rashb, really. The Rashb really says this idea in Avodas HaKodesh. That he sees that a bona fide molid goes into this sort of malacha gemura deraisa. Like, what malacha you want to call it, it's, you know, gets a little bit harder to define what malacha is. He says it's malacha is bashevasi. It's a chashav a ma'isa malacha, so it has to be that goes into the yisr. Usually you drop those into the makapatnish just because you know where else to put them.
Why?
Usually those type of things, you put them under makapatnish because where else are you going to put them? So that fits with the Rashba says by on Yom Tov, this are being merlinations, the Raisa. That is so that you can't make a new fire on Yom Tov, right? He says it's machshirach nefesh, vanoch nefesh mamish, and your mamish being merlin in the weish. So havar is mutter, but being merlin something is also because you're making a new thing. That's a malacha that doesn't go into the het rochel nefesh. So, but the Rashi learns more lashes the rabban. They start making a new fire on Yom Tov. Midrash can make a fire for the purpose of cooking. So midrash can make a fire even though it's a new fire. That which I'm making a new fire is also the rabban. It looks like you're creating something new. It's like a malacha. Rashi says. Rashi holds the raisa, and it's Rashi. She's also in this thing over here, and this is Chubas Rashi. I'm sorry, it's Chubas Rashi. Yeah.
Why would you have been allowed to play ball in Rosh Hashanah?
Why were you not allowed to play ball in Rosh Hashanah?
Why would you have been allowed to?
No. If there's an Eruv, mixing up things. He's discussed on Yom Tov, there's no problem with Tzor, there's a problem with Muksa. He says, even if you solve all those problems, it's not in a Rosh Hashanah, it's not in a Karmel, it's in a Chatzar with an Erev, etc. You have a problem playing on the floor. So I'm saying maybe you could solve the floor problem. I'm saying that's not true. Not being mat or caring, playing but not the caring issue.
Is Tachas Aksilav, is that called Tiltu B'yad or is that called Tiltu B'gufa?
That is a good question. I don't have a good answer, right? Because the Rashba, you know, sounds like there's sort of tiltal begufa on that. And, you know, some suggest maybe they're just putting it, you got to put it there somehow. So you're putting it there with your hand.
Oh,
and then there's an issue of the Rosh Hashanah. But anyway, carrying under your arm is going to be a problem of being merlin. Mm-hmm. But the Pasha Lashon of the Rashba sounds like there's an issue of tiltal begufa. Yes, if you read the Lashon of the Rashba in the Chuvah, that's what it sounds like. Mem Zayin, Meshar Oysim, the Taltal Beg of Chatnas, Vyesh Matirim. So the first opinion says it's also to move because it's muksa because you can't use it. If it's sarkuba makam is also according to this, it's also sarkuba makam because it's a dysfunctional kli. Yesh matirim the kamalkam malbashu mataris kli love. It is a kli. So a kli you're allowed to be metalto because I didn't put a special gzeira on this thing because it's also to wear. But Iker Kesor Rishana, okay, no Mashkana Shal, the enemy Hudim also Taltim B'Shabbos. Therefore, if a person would receive this as a mashkin from a goy, his winter coat, right? So, big, thick thing, but it's shatnas, but it's valuable to him. So that's the mashkin, but you can't move it because it's muksa. Mem Ches, Mutal Taltim Menifa B'Shabbos Avriya Chazuvim. So you take something to use for the purpose of a fan. So we had before, you could even discuss taking a piece of wood. This thing is made to be a... So, Havriach Zuvim, Zat Meshabura, Kol Klishamat Al Yisr, Tumut Atal Tosar Kufay, Vayin Mashak Sab Dalil Basif Chav Gimel. So, apparently the way they would be Havriach them was they would kill them also with a fly swatter. But you want to use it right now for the purpose of fanning yourself, fanning the flies away, not swatting them. So to clear some off the list of the Tarakufa. Okay. So brooms are much of a tiltal. Okay. What's going on over here? because the klishim not to the heter, the chaber also to sod the sirle b'simin shilam and zayin sif beis. The mutter the chabed karka, hamarutzav the chazal did not aser when there's a floor. In ken hubachal klishim not to the heter. If he mash a pasuk shom harumoshom, the afilam marutzav is aser. That even though the floor is marutzav, it's still aser, since there are other floors in the city which are not. So we said that this means nowadays a broom is not muksa, because if you're saying that there's a heter nowadays, because roiv of the basically all houses come being marutz, if the gzer doesn't apply, so then you're allowed to be mechabed, so it's not muksa. None. Harashba matra the taltal ha astrolob b'shabbos b'chein tzivrei chokhmas udas haramam yesh shi tzabek b'dabr. So Rashba says you're allowed to study science on Shabbos, like we had before Shin Zion. So we have therefore a sefer which discusses science is not muksa, and therefore the sextant which you can use for the purpose of looking at the stars, etc. I mean, basically, astrolabe over here basically means a telescope, because an astrolabe always came with a telescope. This, you know, so it means it's referring over here that he wants to look at the stars using the thing. Isn't the hate? According to the Rambam, that is an also to learn Sifrei Chochma on Shabbos. So maybe that maybe she called Muksa. That's a Rambam. Kufsa Matal, Mr. Burr. Hanu Masha Kosev Liel B'Simin Shin Zayin Sefer Yuzayin the Osir the Limud B'Shabbos B'Sifrei Chochma Chin L'Habi B'Atzrolob. The Rambam said that these things are Osir to do on Shabbos. Who Klisha Oyer Chosem Rei HaKachom. It's a telescope. After the day who Hadin the Osir Medilthus, so that's what we're saying, but maybe according to the Rambam the Shachara, once it's Osir, once it's a Klisha Nathal Yisir, and it should be Osir Medilthus. My brothers, that the filler Rambam to be tilted, we got in Limud. Said the kid is a Rashba. Said the Yabba Simishin Zayin Sipin Zayin. So he argues two things. He argues that even from the Rambam, it's not an Isser Mukhla to the point that it gives a dinner Kishma not the Isser. A and B, he's not to be mat to the pass not the Rashba, that it's Mutter. So for sure wouldn't be Mukhla.
What?
Okay. Minchas 8:10, right? Okay, let's see if we can finish over here. Nun Aleph, Mashamar Lashos, Shakurin, Ariluzu, a clock, Bain Shu Shalcha, whether it's a, when you're using like an hourglass made out of sand. It's made a different way. So we're going to say that it's Osir. So what's this about over here? Mr. Burra. Kuf Samakai. Shalcho. Who klisham alam boycho? You fill it up with sand. And you let the kernels, the grains of sand come out slowly through the hole one by one. See a cabin, the Sharbayer shows, and then based on the amount which the sand is filling up on the bottom, you figure out what time it is. Bain Shemanacher, Kagan Shos, Chuyus, the Harkaboy has shows, Kashatzel, Magil, is a Chuya, such a sundial type of a thing. So, Yeshi's topic. So, what's the Isser? So the Mishabura, the Domi, the Medinas Hasman, or Hatzel. So it should be considered, it's designated for the purpose of measuring. And measuring is Habakal Klishma Natal Yisr, the Medida B'Shab is Osir Kashen Hashal Mitzvah. So Medida is Osir. Mephilim Hu Loimed Al Yadoi, this, by keeping track of the time, it's going to allow him to do a mitzvah. Keeping track of the time is not the mitzvah. So that's not the case over there where you're actually doing a mitzvah, etc. The case of the person measuring the mikvah to make sure the mikvah is mole. or that he has a shear for the kind of the mitzvah. Here, this is just facilitating. But even though medida is osur, I can't do medida, but I can do other, use it for other purposes. That's not a problem. So it's klisha malat liyisur. Sar kuba sar mekamer is mutter. Now the minhag is lesser. So there was an actual measuring taking place. You were measuring the amount of sand. You were measuring the length of the shadow, depending, you know, would reach different parts of the sundial. So there was a measuring taking place. The purpose being to know what time it is. Nowadays, I mean, theoretically, in a certain sense, our timepiece is measuring time, but it's not an actual. It's not an act of measuring. It's an act of keeping track of time. So therefore, so it's not considered medida. Therefore, it's not also. Now, however, that which you're saying it's mutter to move them is davka hatanim shakaran tashin uyer. A pocket watch is permitted. Vand uyer. You have the ones which you use like a grandfather clock, also the taltel. Because you set them in a place. And so this is along the lines of that discussion which we had, that if the nature of something is you always keep it in one place, you never move it, so you're maxadas tiltal, that's me'ain the concept of a klisha of a busach and kiss, which you sort of like set aside the intent not to use it for anything. So even though it's a kli, and what it's doing is not usur, right? But so the Chasanish said that's a problem. Mishabura held, you know, well, Mishabura wasn't clear. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said, seemed to say that case is not true. It's only Shaykh, the Chasar and Kiss concept, if you start with a Klisha not the Lisser. There's also Balamor. I'll mention this Balamor to you, is that you can't learn Hebrew books without hearing this Balamor. Balamor says a fascinating thing. Balamor says a case of a klisha shemalat of iser, which has no other tzarech gufay. See, not because you're makad, there's just nothing you can do with it. So he says you can't move with the tzarech mukavmai. Because once it has no other function, even though you're not makbid, but practically you're maksadas. Because what do you do with it? So Mimela, it's muksa, gomer. What's the gomer? There's no hetter b'tzarech mekamei. A kli shemalat l'yisur, which has other functions which you're not maksadas. So since you can move with the tzarech gufa, you could also move with the tzarech mekamei. But if you don't have any tzarech gufa, so then there's no way you can move with the tzarech mekamei either, he says. I mean, I'm putting a lot of words in his mouth, but he basically says, if you can't move the tzarech gufa, you can't move the tzarech mekamei. That's about as much as he says, you know, without being mas, but that's one way to understand it. So Mishabur does not quote this Balamor. But Rav Moshe Tshuva does mention it, and he says you should be choshed for the Balamor, at least the Chavchila. So a klisha not the even though you're not makbid, you have no, nothing else to do with it, so I have a cheap camera. Right? So I have expensive cameras, it's chasar and kiss. I have a cheap camera, it's not chasar and kiss, but like what do you do with a camera? So we always say we can use it for paperweight, you know. Pretty soon, that's going to be hard to say because who has papers? You know, I mean, like, so there's no real function. Like, use it as a doorstop. It's not the right size of doorstop. There's very little you can do with it. So along these lines, you have the grandfather clock. We set in the corner. I'm not going to do anything with it. See, even though there's no issur involved, he seems to hold the problem. Right. Now, there's another argument why we don't want you getting involved in moving the grandfather clock, because we discussed before.
Moving what?
The grandfather clock type of a thing, because there's a chayotim. Chayotim says if the clock stops and you pull the weights and thereby you compress the spring and get the clock going again, it's a melacha d'oraisa. We discussed this once. Sounds vaguely familiar. So one of the sushalts of the musak of the Chazanish that taking a kli from being dysfunctional, making it functional, is considered a malacha deraisa, is this chayotim, which says that taking the clock and making it functional from being dysfunctional by winding the spring, and therefore making it able to have the power to go, the chayotim says that's a malacha deraisa, it's taking a kli, it's considered a matter of patish. So Shlomo Zalman said it's not a raya. Shlomo Zalman says that a clock's function is to keep track of time. When a clock stops, you have a dysfunctional clock. I have a fan, which the way it functions, sometimes you turn it on, sometimes you turn it off. You say, well, it's a broken kli, because right now it's not, the fan's not on. No, it's a kli which is made to function on and off. But a clock's point is to be constant. I don't want to have to, I should set the time of the clock. I want the clock to give me the time. So that clock is dysfunctional. That's a concern on the kli. So if I let it go to the point where it stops, I really, in some way, compromised the function of the kli. That's a compromise on the function of the kli, which now I'm fixing. So that the chayyim says that's a chayyim. But this case, where the normal usage is on and off, he doesn't see that as considered tikkun kli. Okay. Nun beis muksa lashirim habi muksa afilo aniyim ematatla. If the owner is an usher, even though an ani would say I would use this thing, for me it's usable still. It's totally in the owner. Muksa shirim to learn to who darbar shu guru bene alashirim. In darkel mishdamish by machus ushram, they will not use it anymore. Maximus amidaitam, and therefore they're maxadasimit. Kun shirim atlonius, like we had before, the cases of the small pieces of cloth. Left the shmatas shem bechusim shasha tvachim al shasha tvachim. The chaz and rak laniim leitz tzloy. The niim will use it as a patch. The loy ashirim, not ashirim. Okay, nesel ashirim apatil. So for an asher it's muksa. Well, it's mutzal now even for ani. Ematatlan shekar huksa midaitz shabalabayis to asher, because the balabayis is over here is an asher, and for him it's muksa. So that defines the kli. Even if we have aniyim who live here, but they're not the owners, I'm the owner, so it's totally in the owner. But easily also if you gimbal, as long as they have the size of three etzbos, which is much less than three tefachim, it's mutter for tiltal. Hanodavka kashem shall ani, because the ani owns it. Well, it's mutter gamma usher the tatlos, and now once that's true, even an usher can move it. Like Mishra pointed out before, that halacha that an usher can move this item which belongs to an ani, and it's usable for the ani, because the usher lives here. I'm confused about that then a little bit. Fine. Because the person in the mashal puzzle makaber the muksa of the balabais having muksa of the kol who daka bedaber shen a royal the balav machmas kriyusa chenal. This halach is because there's something wrong with it. Then that transfers to everybody. A bedaber shen a royal the balav machmas iser when shenoder mikiker when nasa muksa bishulzeh hoel the mutalacher. If by nature the iser is a limited iser only to him because he made an error, whatever it is, so that doesn't, so his, for him it's not usable. Well, I mean, he could feed it to somebody, so it has a usage. If you make it, this item usher with an error to the whole world, so then you can't move it. Okay, let's hold it here.